This is my whole desire.
It was a Christmas Eve when Lottie Moon arrived in Tung Chau. It was a Christmas Eve, 40 years later, on a ship taking her to America, that the heavenly book visitor died. But the light of her life burns steadily on. This light burns more brightly with every passing year. To Southern Baptists, it is a symbol of the spirit of missionary compassion kindled in their hearts by this humble woman who let herself become an instrument in the hands of God. This light helps to inspire missionary advance to all continents, among many races, an advance moving steadily on to include all the world.
To be a slave by nature, and being born as mortal man, and having become man, he humbled himself by living a life of utter obedience, even to the extent of dying, and the death he died was the death of a common criminal. That is why God has now lifted him so high, and has given him the name beyond all names, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow,
whether in heaven,
or earth,
or under the earth.
And that is why, in the end, every tongue shall confess
that Jesus Christ is the Lord, to the glory of God the Father. So then, my dearest friends, as you have always followed my advice, and that not only when I was present to give it, so now that I am far away, be keener than ever to work out the salvation that God has given you with a proper sense of awe and responsibility. For it is God who is at work within you, giving you the will and the power to achieve His purpose. Do all you have to do without grumbling or arguing, so that you may be God's children, blameless, sincere, and wholesome, living in a warped and diseased world, and shining there,
like lights in a dark place.
Lights.
Lights. In a dark place. For you hold in your hands the very word of life. You, in your hands, the very word of life.